university. So I've been working with laughter for 13 years. So when I say laughter, it's not engaging a sense of humor necessarily, but it's therapeutic in that, as you probably know, when we're very stressed, we produce a lot of cortisol. And cortisol's not a bad thing, but when we produce too much for too long, then of course we start to compromise our immune system and we don't operate very effectively or efficiently. So a way to reduce cortisol is to activate our endorphins. So studies have shown when we choose to laugh, so we don't have to use the humor part of our brain, but when we choose to laugh or simulate laughter, even pretend, for example, if I put a pencil between my teeth like this, my brain thinks I'm smiling because my body's acting that way and it starts to produce endorphins. So if I activate laughter just by going ho, ho, ha, 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 and smiling, so you're already smiling, you're responding, I start to activate endorphins. Now, so when I do activate endorphins, after a while, 10 to 15 minutes, we start to reduce cortisol. And that, of course, then our immune system is freed up again to work properly. Also, when we laugh together, we produce oxytocin, we connect, serotonin, so we're producing all these really feel-good, healthy hormones. But quite often we don't feel like laughing. So what if you're depressed, or Dr. Landon's going to give you a vaccine or something like this, and, you know, kids maybe really don't want that. But if we can simulate or get people laughing, you'll be amazed how much more collaboration with patients you'll get with your patients, but even yourself, you'll feel better. So if we can build in laughter, and I'm not talking about laughing at people or at their expense, but just more joy and laughter. So for example, it's very simple. There's four components, and of course all of these have wonderful benefits. So number one is breathing. So as we know in yoga, when the exhale is longer than the inhale, of course, you activate all these wonderful benefits too. So in this case, when you laugh, you really do exhale much than you take in oxygen. So it's great for lung capacity, great for oxygen to the brain. It's an internal massage. It has all these wonderful benefits. Okay, number two is clapping. So it's full hand clapping. And what that means is we're activating our acupressure points, but we're also building positive connections in that. I'm going to clap for you. I'm going to clap for me. Very simple, okay? So number three is childlike play. Yay! So even that simple action lifts us. And then number four is using our imagination. So to laugh, so it's laughter exercises, so we'll imagine we're doing certain things and laugh around it. So what that is also doing, when we engage that part of the brain, it's like meditation, so we can't think about other things or worry about other things because we're very consumed by that, and of course it's a positive thing. So I'll give you an example, and you can join me if you don't mind, okay? So we're just going to go very good.
Very good.
Follow
good.
Me. Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Yay!
Yay!
Very good. Very good. Yay! So, just that alone starts to make us feel better, right? So, the laughter is very simple. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Maybe you'd like to join me.
Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha.
Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Very good. Very good.
Yay!
stretch out our hands. I'm sure you girls type so much in your office. Stretch your arms right out. Hands up and down. Let's just stretch those hands out. I'm sure you use these arms and these hands so much in all your work. So let's release all the stress and the pressure. And now this time when we lift our hands, let's smile. And now when we lower them, so this is the Colgate smile. But it doesn't taste very nice. This time when we raise our hands, we're going to make a really excited, happy sound and laugh, because Colgate is going to give us $1 million to advertise them. I can't hear you. You're not getting your $1 million. That still tastes terrible. So give me a big Now I'm going to ask you a question and I'll end after this. What felt better, ee or right? So even when we pretend and we put ourselves in a position of having fun, childlike play, smiling, laughing, we start to feel better. Mm-hmm. Because your body doesn't know the difference, your brain doesn't know the difference. If your body does it, your brain doesn't know the difference between real or simulated laughter. So we want to get rid of. So what we're going to do is get all the research we have to do, all the paperwork, all this Excel spreadsheets, all of that. Let's get them all together like this. Follow me. And we're going to throw them behind us. We're going to count to three. And then we're going to throw them behind us and we're just going to laugh. One,
two,
I don't hear you go.
One, two, three.
Yay! Why does that work?
Very good.
Thank you. Thanks, Jesse.
Yeah, that is good.